of Context, Caroline Casey. So yes, this is the Visionary Activist Show, and it's a great segue from the previous show, Yay, Rewilding Everything. So we are in Fun Drive, and today is the last day of wonderful board op Erica Bridgman. She's moving on to programming and her creative self unfurling even more. But so pledge for Erica. She's been long time wonderful board op, and we love the whole team. We love team. We love backstage as just as important as on stage. So here we are, team. So it's the Visionary Activist Show. Here we are. And we are honoring in Fun Drive the cultivated medicine of kick butt, ornery, defiant, effective, creative dedication to protect what we love. So perfectly hosting longtime mega ally, indefatigable Diane Wilson, her spectacular hard won case against Formosa Plastic, organizing on the Texas border for children, parents, all of life, all of that. She, as many people know, I met Diane at the convening of the Council of Unreasonable Women. It was her moniker, really. You know, and we went on, and she's done enormously fantastic things. Retired shrimper, environmental activist, and San Antonio Bay estuarine waterkeeper. She sued Formosa in July of 2017, and during the week-long trial, the plaintiffs dragged in boxes full of thousands of milky white plastic they had painstakingly collected from Lavaca, Matagorda Bays, and Cox Creek with the help of volunteers. And she won. I'm just quoting her, and I'll bring you right in 2 seconds, Diane. "I have felt justice delivered, and it is a very rare feeling, and I'm having a hard time getting my head wrapped around what this feels like," Diane Wilson said. "The judge saw us, and he heard us." There's so much. So welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm glad to be here.
That's wonderful, and we'll see what we can do, if we can possibly make your voice even clearer. So, but this is really great, and also synchronicity is abounding, because I had, as I mentioned to you backstage, I was having a conversation with interesting person connected to Pacifica, Grigsby Hubbard. Hi there, Grigsby. And we brought up your book. This was a couple weeks ago, the book about you, Nobody Particular, by Molly Bang. Great name. And what a beautiful book it is. And we go, And then I was connecting to you, and you were like, oh, here's Molly, and Molly is contributing 10 copies. We have 10 copies of this fabulous book we'll describe. And it was Grigsby's wife who introduced Molly to you, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was. It was strange serendipity going on here.
Yeah, no, we love that. Okay, that's great. And you're also the author of An Unreasonable Woman, True Story of Shrimpers, Politicos, Polluters, and the Fight for Sea Drift, Texas, where you were born and where you still live and where I visited you, as have many dignitaries around the world, and also Diary of an Echo Outlaw and Holy Roller. I think we hosted you on for all these, growing up in the Church of Knockdown Dragout. So that's great. But yeah, since victory is rare, but we want to get the texture and the feel for it. I mean, I've seen some of you in action, but this was a long, legal, filling out forms thing. And you had a team, right?
I had, believe it or not, the former workers from the chemical plant, workers that were injured, workers that were whistleblowers and got fired. And believe it or not, they came to me, and it was those workers were the ones I had, because most of the people in the community are too afraid of Formosa and they won't stand up. But I had those, and it was just a few of us. There's about three of us.
Right. Also resonant, we're right here now, we're surfing a new moon right behind us, I'll kind of delineate, and Mercury has been retrograde inward, we're remembering and collecting all of the woof from all of our past adventures to go forward, even woofier, and so remember when we did an extremely live radio show from outside Dow Chemical, right?
Yes,
and you had changed, you had chained yourself there, and we were collaborating with our sister station in Houston, and it was such a collaborative. We were in a car. I think you were chained to the building. We were dripping with sweat, and we were live feeding to KPFA. And because it was carried in Texas, remember all these guys called in, you know, saying, I don't normally listen to this kind of show, but what Diane Wilson's saying is true. And, you know, and I used to work there, or I drove by there and they were doing these toxic emissions. And it was, again, just, this is a great medicine, right? Just to engage that, just as you had the Dow Chemical, former Dow Chemical, or former Formosa, team. But again, this is very against all odds, didn't you? Trickster was with you.
I guarantee you. It's like I could not have planned it. It is you take an intention and you move forward, and it's just, I am blown away by what's happened. I really am, and it's I think it has a lot of that trickster going on, a lot.
Right. Well. Also, even more, just for the fun of it, there is a planet way out beyond Pluto, beyond the Kuiper Belt. But I think she really is important part of our energetic vocabulary. Eris, goddess of disruption, So we go, and she's your friend, Diane Wilson, and all of us who pledged today. I'll come back to that. You know, but it is very witty. You are a sun in Libra, born on the full moon in Aries, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Kamala Harris, sun in Libra, born on full moon Aries. And we go, oh, very woofy. That's very good. And just for the fun of it, Eris, goddess of disruption, is going to be increasingly your ally, your friend, because you've always been, because I like to think for all of us to kind of feel this resonance, and Eris moves very slowly, so we all have it in Aries, you know, to disrupt corruption, to disrupt anything. Let me hand it to you on that. Disrupting corruption, that's one of your many middle names, right?
Yes, it is. I've even had people write a letter and they don't know how to reach me, and they write the Hellcat, and the lady at the post office sends it straight to me. Yep.
Oh wait, I didn't quite hear you. I think we're working on improving the sound quality.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying I agree with that description. I even had a person writing me a letter trying to reach me, and she wrote it to the Hellcat and sent it to Seadrift, and the post office lady sent it straight to me. You know, it's people kind of know around here,
right? And just for the fun of it, Eris, goddess of disruption, is going to be at 24 degrees of Aries for a very long time. She moves so slowly. And when you're born, your sun is 24 Libra, and your Jupiter, I will explain, is 24 Sagittarius. And we go, oh! So I think your influential self, you know, that you part of our collective dream, is only going to get bigger. And you do have this, you know, I'm not overpraising. I just so love and admire your feisty self. You are so authentic. You are so authentic. Because I remember one of the times before I was hosting Martine Prechtel. Bless him. He's wonderful, wonderful. But he was getting kind of grumpy about, oh, your listeners, I'm a tiger and they're just donkeys. Or, well, whatever. I mean, it was like, that's enough out of you.
Yeah.
But you came on and he was humbled. He was humbled. He was like, oh, no, absolutely. This is a real person. Oh, my God. And I just want us to all fill up on that cup of, like, you know, just you're so authentic. There's no pretentiousness, and we so want this quality. And see, I think it's the quality that has the, you know, the good old boys from Texas calling to support you. And again, we want this. So do you feel like increasingly storytelling effective self?
I absolutely feel that my whole life has been about telling a story, and sometimes it's in the form of doing the actions I do, and sometimes it's, you know, I'm not normally a speaker, but if I just let loose and if I trust it, I can tell a story, and I'm amazed that it came out of my mouth, quite frankly.
Right. It's just real. And it's really great. So let me remind our listeners that we are enthused. Again, you know, there's no air in the chart of now, no air planets, 5 fire, 3 earth, 0 air, 2 water. So we must provide the air. And Diane and I are both fellow Libran teammates who love purple, who live in funky witches' houses, right? And
our
air. Well, no, my house looks like your house. We're going to trade notes. It's like, oh, look, that's really great. It frightens some of my relatives. They're like, oh, there's a lot going on, right? And so, yeah, they're all kind of living Day of the Dead animistic. Well, it's the time for that, you know, again, full-on animistic cooperation with the cats in the yard and the thing and the red door and the purple chair and the everything for sane reverence. And so we're providing the air. So is KPFA. There we go. That's the segue here. So air, radio, backstage, the voices of Diane Wilson, the voices of the medicine that we want to pluck ourselves up with, because what, you know, again, Diane embodies and I aspire to, and may we all aspire to, is, as Wendell Berry says, be jaunty, even though fully informed. Oh, there we go. And when we began this show, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful overhead. The guiding patterns are so beautiful. We align with them. Mars and the moon exactly lined up. Whoa. And with little asteroid Juno about what we're supposed to do at 19 Leo, whose image is Zuni Indians perform a majestic ritual to the sun, everyone being called upon to take part in a larger picture, right? Everyone, story. So I would root for you and me and all of us. And KPFA, you know, again, exhorting, going, time, everybody, who brought what, time to partake in a, you know, in a bigger picture, and to love and protect where we are. So we'll go right back to our cahooting with Diane Wilson, wonderful person. But just to remind you again, KPFA is AIR, Visionary Activist, is a council where we convene, and it resonates on, not just when we're on the air, but connections happen. So we're offering as enticements and thank you gifts, you know, what we offered last week, but it's so good. The movie What is Democracy by Astra Taylor, whom I hope to have on for a part two. Really good. And again, these are important framing questions. We've seen how completely, annoyingly, impedimentally tyrannical the mainstream news debate questions are. Like, all the more important, you know, that we have these conversings. What is democracy? Define things. And we have 10, only 10 copies of Nobody Particular by Molly Bang. It's a children's book. Ah, I'm rifling for my copy. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's won awards. Diane will describe it in a moment. And it's Diane's story about, you know, triumph. A true story of shrimpers, politicos, polluters, and the fight for Seadrift, Texas. Oh no, that's Unreasonable Woman. But the children's book is the same. All by calling. Let me be a grown up here. All right. So What is Democracy is a DVD you can have for a pledge of $120 or $10 a month. Only 10 copies of this beautiful children's book about Diane, Nobody Particular, for a pledge of $50 or $5 a month. There we go. By calling 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732. You know, you're pledging for whatever you intend as well. You know, the woofiness of Diane, the ever greater efficacy of sane reverence, you know, pull it in there. Or kpfa.org securely online. There. So Diane, so can you describe the wonderful book, Nobody Particular? Because I see it in my mind's eye. It's so great, and it did win awards and everything. And can you just paint it into our mind here?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, it was kind of like a comic book script. You know how you have the they're black and white printed comics, but on the outside of the comic strip, where it's got, you know, the narrative and the people talking and doing the act, you have the description of an estuary that is around the comic strip. And then you have some of the most beautiful pictures I've ever saw, like of Vulcan cranes and of like shrimp and of boats in the middle of the bay. And it's, as a matter of fact, when Molly did that, when she was doing the drafts on them, there was, I saw some of the colored drawings, and I blew them up and stuck them on my wall like paintings. They were, they're gorgeous. She is a gorgeous illustrator, and I think has won a Caldecott Award like 4 times and many others. So, I mean, she's first class, and the combination of a comic strip and around the whole thing of it to have all this color and this of the sea and the crabs and the fishermen and the whooping cranes. It's a beautiful book. It's probably the most beautiful children's book I have ever saw, you know.
Yeah. No, that's so great, and it's got a wonderfully intimate story. And again, as adorable Martine says, to feed our indigenous soul, you know, have around you things that you know who made them, or they have a story that weaves a context. And so this is kind of fun too, because we got in touch, and I was like, oh, your book, we want to offer Pledge Enticements for KPFA. Oh, perfect, that's wonderful. And then you said, Molly Bang, who was connected by many people here already synchronously, you know, has some books in her basement, right? So she's donated,
right.
She's donated 10. So these are books that have been in a basement, right? That you are, they are eager to fly into your hands as a thank you for a mere pledge of $50, you know, and it's like they're leaving the basement, they're coming into your hands, they're circulating. And I love how Reverend Ike says, don't use the word spend with money because that's spent and exhausted. Use the word circulate. We're always circulating. We're going to circulate some books because you're going to circulate some money, and we're going to circulate the energy that encourages and supports the voices of the likes of Diane Wilson and the Visionary Activist Show and KPFA. There we go. So we're circulating. So again, only 10 copies, but they were from a basement and they're on their way to you. Wave your hand and dial 1-800-439-5732. That little book is alive, and there's only 10. Lucky 10 people pledging $50 or $5 a month are waving, going, come to me, little book. I will show you. You will not be in a basement. You will be shown to hundreds of people and children and gladden their hearts. And, oh, you know, it will be great. And that's by calling 1-800-439-5732. You know, it would be great, Diane, because, you know, the Council of Unreasonable Women, of course, when the Formosa plastic victory came in and you'd won, and the punitive awards are in September, you know, the Council of Unreasonable Women sent out a noteworthy thing about you, of course, and then saying, you know, but she's not resting on her laurels, that she's going on the border, right, to be concerned about the children and the family. So what is your report from there? And wouldn't it be wonderful if they all had copies of your book?
Oh, that would be most wonderful if they all had copies. Unfortunately, there is, I think the book is out of print in that little box, and her basement was just waiting on you, Caroline. It was waiting on you to come alive. But the trip to... El Paso, first of all, that was a part of Texas I haven't even seen. That was the hottest place, and heat was almost like a weapon. It was so brutal. And believe it or not, where we went, I was across the street from where they were processing women and children, and all this heat, I imagine it was close to 110 degrees, and a cement parking lot, like shaped like a parking lot, and there were these camouflage tents, and these children were in those camouflage tents in the middle of that, and I couldn't imagine anybody who could run. Just be out there in that heat and being under tents, and they have been, you know, there's been stories that they have been refused the water and the soap and the beds to sleep on. And it was, it blew my mind. I could not imagine what those kids under those hot tents, what they could even be thinking. And we were on this other side. There were dancers, there were music. Sometimes the people would turn around and try to shout and yell real loud so they could hear us, to maybe just know you're not alone, you're not alone.
Yeah. Right, so yeah, the resolving, because may they all have copies of your book. Me again, may we imagine unimaginable things just for fun as a glide path, or for serious fun because it's so heartbreaking and it should break everyone's heart. And there was another conversation of childhood educators and what those children need as much time in the ocean and at the beach and playing while their parents are lovingly settled and on this to what would a sane reverent culture do, like, oh my goodness. And in the fairy tale realms, when the children are lost, the humans must go and talk and ask the ocean and the fish and the crows, do you know where the children are? Do you know where the parents of this child are? And I love the way you describe the book, but also your whole life, because you love all those little critters in Sea Drift, Texas, right?
Oh, I love them. They're like... They're real to me. They're alive. It's not a resource. It's not a commodity. It's not a job. It's like I'm a part of it. It's flesh and blood with me.
Yeah. So I love my storytelling friend, Gioia Timpanelli, who says, there's a number of fairy tale themes, and you really have all of them. But she says one is, careful living in a particular place. This stream, this ocean, this bay, this shrimp, this badger, this funky house, this thing, right? And the other one then is the quest. The quest begins with a question and a seeking and an impossible task that forces us to go out into the world and then come back to the careful place. So you really have both of those, right? I mean, you were born in Sea Drift, Texas, and you love it.
Oh, I love it. I've been here. I'm fourth generation. My family's been, as a matter of fact, they came to Blackjack Island. What a name. It almost sounds like a band of pirates, but we're out on Blackjack Island, and they been here 120 years in this place. And so it's what they call, I heard it called, is a sense of place. I really do understand this place. And when I was a child, and this is true, Caroline, because I know it sounds real pie in the sky when you tell people that, but when I was a kid, I literally could see the water, and she was this old woman, and I could see her every time I came to the bay. That old woman was down the bay, and it was the water.
Oh, again, sorry, say that again. We're having some, I'm having a little bit of static, but we shall overcome it hearing you. But just say the last beautiful thing.
Oh, no, I just said that bay was a woman. I could see it. She was a lad. It was just this old woman, and I loved going down to that bay because that old woman was down there, and she really liked me, that old woman did. The bay is alive
to
me.
But that's great, and I've swum in that bay, even then, when it was sketchy, because it was like, oh, it's almost really beautiful. It wanted to be beautiful. It's very warm and adorable, and I hope I survive having swum in it. So you don't swim in the bay anymore, right?
No, I don't. And you worry about the catch, and there's a lot of people that get that flesh-eaten bacteria, and they die. Right down here. I mean, there's a lot of
Right. Well, again, I think that what's so powerful is, anything that's anywhere is everywhere. And I guess we're really conjuring and exhorting, you know, everybody wherever you live, and people are in flux, and there's, you know, refugees and also migrations and people wanting whether to move from California to Costa Rica. I mean, just it's all on the move, you know. But it's I think part of it is part of your brew, which is no matter what, you know, love where you are. I love Terry Pratchett's novels. He's an ancestor now, a great animist, and he has this great young girl witch. Have you ever read these novels, Diane? The witch novels.
What was the name? What's the name?
Yeah, it's Terry Pratchett. But I will send you some.
No, I haven't.
Okay, wonderful novels about witch. Real witch, Tiffany Aiken, like yourself. But in the very last novel that he wrote, there's the young girl, and she's daunted because Granny Weatherwax, who was the elder medicine woman and keeper of the land, has died, and the young witch doesn't feel worthy yet to take on all those responsibilities. But at a certain point, the dangers are so great that she just says to the land that she loves, she goes, "Okay, I am your witch." And the land goes, thank goodness you finally said that. Here we go. Okay. So, because what you've been practicing forever, you know, and again, what is in all of us that wants to quicken is that, you know, collaboration with everything that we love, you know, that democratic animism and the cat's the thing. And I think that's just so the way to go. It's the crucial piece of it's what I, you know, what I call trickster medicine, which is very, very you. And we also have disruption, Eris, goddess of disruption, and they're very kinned, medicine going disrupt the thing and go over here. So yes, we love that. We are speaking with the fabulous part of our team, Diane Wilson. We are offering her wonderful book, only 10 copies. The phone room will tell me when they're done, I'm sure, or tell our great board ops. Yes, and here's the copy written about it. It's Molly Bang's book, illustrated book, Nobody Particular. It won wonderful awards. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous thing. It's art. You can just have it out, you know, and you know the story of who made it. You know, Diane, and then all the wonderful quirky ways about how these 10 copies came to us and then go to you for a pledge of $50 for one of these 10 books by calling 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org online. From a renowned author, illustrator, a bold, daring nonfiction picture book that tells the true story of one woman's fight and dance, I'm just going to put in there, to protect her environment. Sometimes we have to take a stand and do what's right. That's what Diane Wilson thinks, an independent shrimper in Texas. She ekes out a living eke is a good word, too, in the same waters that her family has worked hard in for generations. When Diane learns that the chemical plants in Texas give out more pollution than in any other state, she decides to stop them. One woman against a powerful industry is not much of a fair fight, but Diane educates herself. Yes, you're like the young girl witch in Terry Pratchett's novels, but Diane educates herself, lobbies, protests, writes letters, never gives up. Based on real events, this is an inspiring, heartfelt story of one woman's struggle and dance to take a stand against injustice and indifference. Award-winning author, illustrator Molly Bang has created a compelling narrative told inventively through a series of black and white graphic panels set against a richly colored gouache background. Okay, only 10 books. One of those can be yours for a pledge of 50 or more. Feel free. Or $5 a month by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. And we're also offering a really good, you know, they go well together, DVD of the film What is Democracy that we reviewed extensively last week when I hosted the director, Astra Taylor, extraordinary. Again, all part of our team, all Libran woofy women, just for the fun of it. And that's for a pledge of $120, that DVD, which is, all of these things are very useful to peruse with allies. Again, coming together. So there's that. There we go. What else? Where shall we go? What would you like to envision, Diane?
I would like to envision a place where invest in something less harmful than these chemical plants and these oil refineries. I would love to see that down here.
Right. Yes, that's great. And again, I think, you know, part of it is the vision and the calling of the team and who brought what. And I call upon a frequent guest and great teammate, David Bloom, and we should connect you to Diane Wilson. That's also part what of KPFA and the Visionary Activist Show is for, connecting the allies, you know. So he's somebody, alcohol can be a gas, who's, you know, again, like yourself, was sort of yelling in the wilderness for years, and then it, you know, it's all started to work. And so he can take any waste and turn it into alcohol. But one of his visions for the Gulf was, he said, you know, to buy up leaking, no longer used oil rigs that are a catastrophe for, I don't know, a couple million each, he said, and turn them into harvesting seaweed, which will pull the poisons and the heavy metals out of the bay, and hire the same workers who were fired to do this incredible clean energy job, and then wow, we could have enough energy to fuel a quarter of the nation's needs. And in that spirit, right, like, we let's wonder what would replace the toxic plastic and that whole large conversation that you've been so involved in, which is to do impossible things. We've got to get off, you know, Greta Thunberg is telling us, and so are you, we've got to get off fossil fuels, and we have to quit plastic. You know, thank you, many radio guests of the Visionary Activist Show. We got to do that. So, yeah, that ingenuity, you know, calling for that. So are you going to be in Seadrift welcoming the team to come in to transform the plastic industry into something that is...
absolutely. Absolutely. I will be there with a batch of cookies. I sure will.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, so again, radio, nee, 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 nee. And because, you know, we humans are so messed up, the backstage trickster and all of the everybody else, right, is really trying to help us, you know, and I love somebody the Monday Night Trickster Council that I have, that anybody can join, but more on that someday. But they were talking to a climate scientist who is so depressed because he knows, right? And in the course of their conversation, they came to, like, going, well, the whole Earth is having a near-death experience. And he said that sort of cheered him up in some way, because it's like, I've had those. All right, that's what we're all in. We're all in a near-death experience. And then the ally on the council reported back the following week. She goes, it so brought him up out of just going, we're in a near-death experience. There we go, that he went out and adopted a cat. We go, that's great. That's the opposite of giving up, right? So we're all in this near-death thing, and you know about that. You have walked edges, right? And
I walked maybe we edges. Might... Death is my ally, quite frankly. Yes, it is.
Oof. It sets you free. Let's go.
It literally sets you free. It sets you free.
Hmm. Okay, I want you to say more. I think this is extremely pertinent because we are gathered. We are all in a near-death experience, the Earth herself. And what is the medicine that we gather in the underworld that we would rather not have had to, but there's no other way to do it. So you know about edge. You know about descending. Well, say more about descending and death sets you free and these big, liberating, huge thoughts that you've earned.
Well, I think because I live on the water and much what you feel about the waves and the boat and the fish and everything in there, it's a lot of it is unseen. It's just this feeling of unseenness, but it's still very real. And also, you're right on the edge of drowning, really, every time you go out. So you have this edge with you all the time. And I grew up Pentecostal. You know, I grew up that way. I'm no longer Pentecostal, but I grew up there. And my grandmother literally believed in raising the dead. So I grew up with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and snake handling and all that. And it's a belief in the unseen world. So I have a real kinship with the unseen world. am with the edge of the unknown, which is death, and I am not afraid of it. I actually rather welcome it, and it's very liberating and freeing because you get the big picture. I get the big picture. The little stuff, these small things that just eat at you all the time, that doesn't bother me. I get the big picture now.
Right. No, this is really great, teammates, just to be able to re-listen to that last speaking in tongues of Diane. See, all of that has really stood you in good stead, Diane. The Holy Ghost, the speaking, the belief in the unseen world, everything you just said, I want to play it over and over and over again, going, it's just right, it's exactly right, it's exactly what we need now. And it's true, you know, for all of us to whatever hand we've been dealt, right, to go, now what did this want to be? Let's track it back to its liberating impulse before it got conned or hoodwinked or bamboozled or orthodoxed or, you know, whatever. So the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, you know, the thing. Did you handle snakes?
Well, I thought handled. I certainly didn't pick them up. I didn't have that great of a face, trust me.
That's really great. And then again, but there's a quality, because when we began this show, the midheaven, the point overhead, which is work, but it's our antenna into the collective, its image is 20 plus Leo, its image is drunken chickens playing the fool. And the moon, uh-huh, as we've been talking, has just moved from Zuni Indians performing a majestic ritual to the sun taking part in a larger ritual to 20 Leo drunken chickens. So, Holy Ghost, drunk on ecstasy, speaking in tongues, the firm belief in the unseen world, you walking the edge, not afraid. I go, that's so impressive. Very liberating in freedom. And as you said, you get the big picture, and it's like, okay, more of that.
Yeah.
And bringing that back and to live on the edge of the water and to respect it. And, you know, I think we're all having related conversations now. I was talking to a woman also. We were talking about listening to what we love, listening to the storm, having the luxury to have a storm or an earthquake or a hurricane or be not so huge as to, like, complete terror, but large enough to be like, whoo, and to be able to listen to it, you know. And I remember, because outside D.C., we've been lucky. I mean, nobody's completely lucky. We're being flooded by, you know, illnesses and ticks and everything. But lucky in terms of there was, a howling hurricane, but enough so I could stick my head out into the howling wind and go, how are we doing out there? And there was this great resounding chorus of crickets that responded going, we're doing all right. You know, it's like, all right. And the listening that we all want to, you know, and in that conversation, I brought up the Chilean coal miners who years back, you know, they were trapped underground for months and finally rescued. But when they came out, they were like, you know, the mountain was talking to us for months.
Yeah.
You know, we all knew there was going to be this collapse. It was, you know, but no one would listen to us, right? And when we told them the mountain was speaking to us, they, you know, chided us as silly, primitive, helpless, you know, slaves, right? And I think that's part of with not a whole, like, no winning lottery ticket, with five children. I forgot that, Diane. It's like, you had five children? Holy
That's
moly.
Right. I know. Yeah. Holy moly.
Wow. Holy moly. Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. I mean, you are superwoman witch. It's like, whoa, I can barely take care of the dogs and the cats. I mean, anyway, that's so impressive. But also, you know, again, you know, with your spirited magic and your kinship with what you love and hard work, and I've seen you do amazing things, and you're fasting and you're scampering over the White House fence. I remember that. and just for the fun of it, I remember, I think you've done that a couple times, but we were there, the Council on Reasonable Women, and the Secret Service came over to us and said, that, you know, person there, is she harmful? I'm like, no. She's for all of us. This is peace. And I remember there was with us part of a New York liberal radical lawyer who said to the Secret Service guy, you know, is she harmful? We don't have to tell you that. I'm like, remind me to never hire you. All right. Anyway, so I go, no, she's very peaceful. And that relaxed him. And he's like, well, then fine. Okay, we can all work with this thing. Because you are also good about across borders, right? I mean, you talk to the Secret Service guys.
Absolutely. And, I was real down home with those guys.
Yeah. I think that's important. We're Librans, which is like, tell us your story and hi, how are you? And is there a possible connection here without compromising one's action, but inviting people to come along to support it? And I think that's, and again, let me toss this to you, but I think that's so important now because it's so tippy. We want the soul of America to return or to be born, possibly. But, you know, in that sense of protection of life and kinship and the true one image for America's charts soul is a fellowship supper reunites old comrades. That's what it's meant to be, you know, who brought what and a cauldron of welcoming ingenuity and, you know, the welcoming of that. And you really do have that, but we're at this tipping point, right? So we do want to invite people who might have done bad things or been in a, you know, maybe they're guards, you know. There's a turning point in which the guards in those concentration camps, not all, but some, don't want to do that anymore, and we want to welcome them, right?
Right, and you know, Caroline, the guys that are helping me stop all of this plastic pollution, I mean, they're guys from inside the plant who work in that, and trust me, they are not tree huggers. But I guarantee you there is not a more dedicated and committed bunch of guys. So you're right. You're very right. We have to be open to not stereotype people and say this is not possible with them because, you know, that's who are the guys. Those guys are helping us get where we need to go with all this.
Let's clean up down here. That's great. So I'm gonna do more dedicated pitching. You are welcome to do that, to exhort humans to contribute to the Visionary Activist Show and the likes of yourself, you know, Diane Wilson, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. There may be a few books left of the wonderful book Nobody Particular by Molly Bang about Diane Wilson, and the DVD What is Democracy as well. So you're welcome to stay and hang if you want to keep playing, or you're welcome to go back and do infinitely miraculous things and speak in tongues to the invisible spirits around your house. But whatever amuses you more. But that's
okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Okay.
To those folks out there, is that I remember when we did the Unreasonable Women of the Earth, and all of us were out there in that canyon in California. And I remember if there was one thing I wanted to be included in this whole movement of women, movement and taking all of this energy and commitment and beauty and activism and putting it out in the world, I remember one thing that was like a basic: it better have Caroline Casey there. you were like a deal breaker. If they didn't have you, it's like, nope, I didn't trust it. I didn't want to go.
That's adorable.
So you were a deal breaker.
Oh, that's adorable. That is the greatest of honors. I feel absolutely related as well. Again, fellow Libran incarnation of Venus, you have come to make the world more beautiful in a very kick-butt way. And again, Diane Wilson has won a long, you know, it's a lawsuit, right? Before you go, and then I'll aspire to be responsible. But but the Formosa thing, I mean, the judge, you won over them. They are a company that is now accountable, and there's going to be in September, and we want to envision this, is where the punitive charges are, right? And
that's
here comes
right. We're asking for $164 million. And normally they give you a couple hundred thousand. We're asking, and the judge is listening to us, $164 million for doing this. I mean, that's a hit.
That's a hit, and that's a good starter kit for transforming polluting plastic industries. I mean, they should have to go away. For starters, and it's the $164 million question, and also the fantastic movie Runaway Jury that will show you how you can do that. But yes, so everybody, powers of magic radio visualization. Let's see the $164 million, and to whom would that go?
Believe it or not, it goes to the federal government. It's the Clean Water Act, and it goes to the federal government. But it would set a precedent, and it would put all of the chemical plastics plants on notice that you cannot do that, and that we will come after you if you do.
All right, that's good. All right, we're filling up on fierce wolf. Badger medicine, Diane Wilson medicine. To feed the federal government. But may that government be ours again soon. We're inhaling our authority back in. All right, you're too wonderful. Pitch. The book is sold out. All right, the book is gone. There we go. Thank you, Brooke. Thank
Molly
you, team. All right, I will do more. What? I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said thank you for inviting me. You're wonderful.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's do more. We're gathering medicine in the underworld. It's a whole thing, a whole conversation and action and series of political spiritual theater. I feel we can do. This is great.
Yeah.
The whole reason I have this show is so I can talk to you. All right, there we go. Right. It's been a lot of planning just to be able to talk to Diane Wilson again. But we're connected. We're connected. Anyway, so I'll let you go, darling, and I will pitch further. Thank you so much, and we will be in touch backstage and on stage.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Bye. That's great. All right. That is our great ally, Diane Wilson. Oh, so fun. And again, she's earned all of that. Again, this medicine mojo, you know, this jaunty, even though fully informed. Diane's done 40, many, many 40-day fasts and much time in prison and on the line and just indefatigable. And I so admire her. And it's a part of all of us. That's part of the dynamic. So, you know, part of the pitch, when we watch the debates, as it's my beat, I do that thing. And increasingly, obvious, yes, too many of us, but it bears saying, but increasingly, the impedimental questioning, the narrow stupidity of the, you know, CNN, MSNBC frame is like, reminding us that we want to inhale our disruptive, creative, inclusive storytelling capacity, right? And so this is a radio station, it's a radio show, the Visionary Activist Show, or it's really a council and an esoteric, pragmatic, mystic training session disguised as a radio show, disguised as a radio station. There we go. But Pacifica, humans are befoibled, but Pacifica is the goddess of peace, right? And just for the fun of it, Eris, goddess of disruption, not only dancing with Diane Wilson and really all of us, but it's arrived to be right on top of the sun, where the sun was when Pacifica was founded as an Aries in April of 1949. So Eris, goddess of disruption, disrupting corruption, disrupting anything inauthentic. Tracking everything back to before it was imprisoned and bamboozled. And that's also why the movie, What is Democracy, is really a useful part of this whole dynamic. Directed by Astra Taylor, again, an extraordinary woman of, there are so many people doing good things. That's the thing to remember when it's like, oh, alone, oh, the Dementors are waiting around the edges of the, of the screens, right there, right there. Terry Pratchett said, here we are, around this little campfire we call the physical world, surrounded by a dark, pulsing, mysterious, good and difficult, and it's a spooky thing, right? But gathering together is good. It is good. We peel ourselves off the floor, we gather, we rise, wonderful, from bitter searching of the heart, we rise to play a greater part, Leonard Cohen, Brother Cohen. We go, that's it. And that's why the talking of, underworld magic and gathering down there and everyone who's had a hard time, I so love the band Inca saying, We had little, we have all been close to death, then we found rhythm, and now we have much. And we go, oh, it's really good, okay. So pledge to this show, this station, 1-800-439-5732, because we've all been close to death, and we had little, and then we found rhythm, our Saturn, our authority, our capacity to define things, and now we have much. 800-439-5732. So the books are gone, the DVDs are available, but also the show. We love giving thank you gifts, but, I'm happy to give a woof woof shout out, or an email to people who give extraordinary amounts or with extraordinary heart. That would be fine too. So any amount, the DVD is a $120 pledge. It's a thank you for a $120 pledge or more, or $10 a month, or any amount. We're all wondering about money, and it would be so great for Pacifica Visionary Activist Show to be so replenished that it wasn't constrained by any financial old spell, right? That its coffers were full to be fully liberatingly disruptive, because that's the opportunity. That's really the thing here. We need it more and more as we want to disrupt the toxic, constraining narrative, because the people, actual people and plants and animals are rising up. We're part of that, and it's stronger and better than the cheesy game show constraint of how things are presented. So, we look at everything, and jaunty, even though fully informed, and we extract the medicine and go, how shall we gather? How shall we gather? How shall we gather to have conversing? And what are some trickster standards of ally etiquette we put on the table for effectiveness so that we don't feed the Dementors? It's very important to this powerful time we're heading into that, again, the state be flourishing. I love the Panchatantra, the oldest frame story in the world. It says at the very beginning, it's older than, even than the Thousand and One Nights. It's a great book, Panchatantra. But it says Panchatantra is not so vulgar as to consider money important. This was, written a couple, 1,500 years ago. And what person with things to do in the world would concern themselves with that which is not important? So money must be had in sufficient abundance so you don't have to think about it. Of course we can repair our engineering and our studios and our things and, fund reporters. And of course we can do that. Of course it's there. And something that would waft out to all of us, it's like, isn't that a good feeling that, that money is had in sufficient abundance so we don't have to think about it? That's great. And I also like the Maharishi was saying to his team, we have to raise money. I love money. Bring money. And one of his, Shailas said, but where will the money come from? And the Maharishi said, from wherever it is now. We go, that's pretty good too. Oh, smart-ass Maharishi, that's good. So where will the money come from? From wherever it is now. Oh, there we go. We're not spending money. We're circulating money. There we go. It's very Jupiter. There we go. Which means it replenishes. It feeds things, which then feeds things. It feeds stories, which then inspire people to do stories, which then travels as stories, which then results in tangible projects, which then goes on. So in that sense, what is real wealth? And we go, yeah, and everything is alive. I love Marge Piercy's, Ode to Wild Money. She goes, I can't do it completely. I apologize, Marge. But she says, I will rub my hands with honey, and run through the vaults of banks going, come money, come, I will not imprison you in clanking trust funds or in dark basements or evil crimes or pedophilia. Soon you'll be free to circulate with others of your kind. Come, money, and build a murmuring swarm in my purse. Well, come build a murmuring swarm in KPFA's hive. Okay, there we go. Buzzing with honey, again, nutrient, to and fro, reciprocal blessing. So we are offering, the books are gone, yay, and how wonderful. And we're offering the DVD of What is Democracy? The director, Astra Taylor, I hosted her last week and aspire to do a part two as well, because it's that good, and so is her life. That's for a pledge of $120 by calling 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732. We're slowing down into, water world, fish world. I so love Diane Wilson, but I so loved, again, Holy Ghost speaker, that we all take everything that we were dealt, every hand we were dealt, and things we might have left behind, but to go, let me go back and find some value in that holy roller fundamentalist thing. No, none of that stuff. No priesthood thing, but the belief in the unseen world, that's good. Let's not overcorrect. There we go, okay. The edge of, and as Diane said, not afraid, very liberating. And you get the big picture now. May we all get the big picture now. So by calling 1-800-439-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org, welcome, 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 welcome. And it is a beautiful, heartening, astro-mythological guiding dynamic right now. It says, disruption is our friend. Again, disrupting the inauthentic, disrupting the corrupt, disrupting things that then are freed from their forms of imprisonment to then grow forms that support their originating impulse. And that's part of the, for 23 years, the Visionary Activist Show, just a little tip of the hat, we're on our way out. I don't know who to thank. I'm sure there are many people. I will thank you in my heart this for the fun of it. We don't know. No, haven't heard a peep. Okay, just thank you in case you pledged. That's what we'll do. So we thank, we know that 10 people pledged for the book. That's good. We know that. And we are magnetizing, again, support for this quality of counsel as we're heading into these wild, increasingly cuckoo but pivotal times, where it's, again, jaunty even though fully informed and effective, and that our inner dedication magnetize an outward path unfurling before each one of us to contribute our gifts to the community in a way that is replenishing. And that's also part of why it's really great to pledge to the Visionary Activist Show and to KPFA by calling 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-5732 for the animals and critters that you love. We will be hosting them, the wolves, the possums, the critters, the sea, the ocean, all of it, because it's all collaborate. It's all biomimicry. It's all that humans humbly cooperate with nature's guiding genius. So thank you so much, Erica Bridgman. Also pledge because it's her last day of board hopping for this show. We've been together so long. Thank you very much. And to new great ally, who is, somewhere. Kasani! There we go. Thank you, Kasani. This is Caroline Casey. We will reconvene next week. Woof, woof, woof. Thank you, team. Mwah. Oh, yeah, dele.